The Ohio Democratic Party has filed a lawsuit to try to stop voters from being removed from the rolls on September 6th. This new filing comes about 24 hours after a different lawsuit on the same subject was settled. But the party doesn't think the remedy of allowing voters who were removed but should be eligible to vote with a provisional ballot, as outlined in the new settlement, is acceptable. Ohio Democratic Party Chair David Pepper says voting by provisional ballot is not a good enough option for voters.
You won't get the campaign mailers, the party mailers. You are not on the list of people that engage by the politics. Because of the way campaigns work, people target. You basically become a second-class citizen going into elections, so you're far less likely to get the kind of interaction from the political universe that the average registered voter gets.
Maggie Sheehan with Secretary of State Frank LaRosa's office says in a written statement that many groups helped to make sure eligible voters they found on the list for removal could activate their registrations. She says the Ohio Democratic Party was not one of those groups and calls this lawsuit the next step in their tired playbook. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.